verses 1 through 16. John 14, verses 1 through 16.
1到6.
I'm sorry, okay. So John 14, verses 1 through 6.
好，是在教会圣经新约上的第191页。
So you can find it in page 191, the New Testament.
好，下面由我来读。
I'll read it for you.
约翰福音14:1-6，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。好，接下来是信息的时间，我们把时间交给保罗牧师。
Let's give the time to Pastor Paul.
I always enjoy being able to speak to the Chinese congregation.
我每次有机会来到中文堂讲道的时候，我都非常的喜欢。
So God continues to do great things within our Chinese congregation.
我知道神在我们中文堂当中不断的在做奇妙的事情。
Many people are coming, continue to come to know the Lord as their Savior.
我们可以看到许多人，他们不断的就因此就认识了神，也接受神耶稣成为他们生命当中的救主。
So, the Indian philosopher, Vivekananda, said the following: We Hindus accept all religions to be true. The real sin is to call somebody a sinner.
所以呢，这个印度的哲学家他这样说，他说我们印度教呢是接受所有的宗教的。所以呢，真正的犯罪呢，就是说别人是罪人，这个是真的犯罪。
And then in the year 2000, Rabbi Shmuley Boteach told Larry King the following.
所以在2000年的时候呢，这个犹太教的一个拉比，他是跟一个电视主播Larry King 他这样说。
I am absolutely against any religion that says one faith is superior to another.I don't see how there is anything different than spiritual racism. It's a way of saying that we are closer to God than you, and that's what leads to hatred.
他说呢，我绝对反对任何的宗教，说他们呢是比别人还要优秀的。他就不是，我不知道为这样子做的话呢，跟这个宗教上的种族歧视没有什么两样。因为这样人这样说的话呢，就表示他们说我们是比较接近神的，你们没有那么接近神。
And so, in stark contrast, R.C. Sproul wrote in his book *Reason to Believe*.
但是呢，在极大的相反的呢，有这个 R.C. Sproul 他在他的书叫做《信仰的原因》里面这样想
：Muhammad could brandish a sword, Buddha could give personal counsel.Confucius could offer wise sayings, but none of these men were qualified to offer an atonement for the sins of the world. Christ alone is worthy of unlimited devotion and service.
他说回教的穆罕默德，他可以挥舞他的剑，这个佛教的这个佛祖，他可以给你个人的智慧的言语。那孔夫子呢，他也可以跟你说一些有道理的话。但是其中没有一个人在当中是有资格可以赦免世界上的罪，但是只有耶稣基督他一个人在这个世界上是值得我们无穷无尽的这个赞美跟忠诚。
If you were to take a survey on the Ithaca Commons or the campuses of either Cornell University or Ithaca College, and you were to ask, do you agree more?With Swami Vivekananda, or Rabbi Boteach, or with R.C. Sproul, I imagine that the vast majority would say that they would agree more with the former two than the latter person.
所以呢，如果你去 Ithaca Commons， 或者是到啊 Cornell 校园，或者是 Ithaca College 校园去做一个调查的话，问他们说，你们是比较赞成第一个这个印度教的哲学家，还是第二个这个犹太教的拉比，还是第三个这个基督徒说的话的话，我相信极大部分人他们都会比较认同前面两个人的说法。
The Swami and the Rabbi sound so open and tolerant.
因为呢，这个印度教哲学家跟这个犹太教的拉比呢，他们的说法好像觉得比较开放，比较啊、能够比较接纳，能够容忍其他的人。
And R.C. Sproul sounds so close-minded and bigoted.
但 R.C. Sproul 这个基督徒呢，他显得非常的狭隘。
And when we all know how important a virtue tolerance is in the city of Ithaca.
但是我们都知道说，在这个 Ithaca 这个城市呢，这个能够包容别人是一个很重要的美德。
Religious tolerance is an important virtue for most of Americans.
其实呢，在对绝大部分的美国人来讲呢，能够容忍包容别人呢，是一个也是一个最重要的美德。
In fact, in a recent survey, 65% of Americans indicated that they believe that many religions lead to eternal life.
所以呢，其实在最近一个调查当中发现了65%的美国人都觉得说，其实很多的宗教都可以带领人进入永生。
And 52% of Americans who call themselves Christians believe that salvation can be found in at least some non-Christian religions.
而且呢，52%的美国人，他们自己自称为基督徒的这些美国人呢，他们相信说在不是基督教的其他宗教当中，也可以达到这个救恩的这个事情。
Furthermore, when it was asked if it is important for a Christian to convert members of others' faiths, only 24% of Americans who call themselves Christians believe that it is.
所以呢，接下来呢，另外一个调查说，对于基督徒来讲，在让别人也成为基督徒，是不是很重要的事情呢？结果24%的说自己是基督徒的美国人，只有24%的人觉得这个是重要的。
So are the majority of Americans right?
所以如果这个绝大多数的美国人都是对的话
，Are there other religions besides Christianity that will get you into heaven?
那是不是除了基督教之外，还有其他的宗教也可以让你进天堂呢？
Is it really not a Christian's duty to try to convert other people of other faiths to Christianity?
那是不是真的对于基督徒来讲，这个不是他们的责任？他们不需要赶快努力的让其他不是信仰基督教的人能够进入基督教、信仰基督教呢？
In fact, is it actually wrong to try to proselytize people from other faiths?
或者是说，你尝试的让别人来信仰基督教是一个错误的事情吗
？Let's see what Jesus Christ thought about this issue in John chapter 14, verse 16.
所以呢，我们可以从约翰福音14章第14节，看看耶稣他怎么样说他自己。
14章第6节。Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life."No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣他宣称他说我是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus was saying, I am the only way.
所以耶稣的意思就是说我是唯一的道路。
Doing good works will not get you there.
你做好事情也不会带你去那里。
Following other religions won't get you there.
你信仰其他的宗教也不会带你去天堂。
Being a nice person will not get you there.
你当一个好人也不会带你让你去那边。
The only way to get to heaven is by believing me.
如果不借着我，没有人可以到天堂去。
Those words sound pretty disturbing to many Americans and many people from other nationalities.
所以这些话呢，其实对许多的美国人，还有其他的别人不相信基督教的人，都是非常困扰的。
Couldn't Jesus kind of tone down his message?
可不可以耶稣他稍微不要这么霸道？
Couldn't he have said, "Well, I am a way"?
耶稣可以说啊，我是其中的一个方式可以进天堂。
Or even the best way.
或者说啊，我是最好的方式。
But why did he have to say that I am the only way, and nobody can get to the Father, nobody can get to heaven except through me.
那为什么他一定要说我是唯一的道路？若不借着我，没有人可以到父那里或到天堂那里去呢？
I mean, we all know a lot of nice Buddhists and a lot of nice Jewish people.
我们认识很多是佛教徒或者犹太教徒，他们人也很好啊。
Is Jesus saying they are not going to heaven merely because they happen to choose a different religion besides Christianity?
那耶稣是在讲说，这些人他们呢，因为不小心信仰了其他的宗教了，他们没有信仰基督教，那他们就要下地狱了吗？
So how should we respond to Jesus Christ's claim that he is the only way to heaven?
所以我们对于耶稣这样宣称说他是唯一能够进入天堂的这条道路，我们怎么样反应呢？
Should we believe that only Christians go to heaven and non-Christians go to hell?
所以我们是不是相信说只有基督徒才能上天堂，非基督徒就要下地狱？
Or should we actually become more tolerant and teach that all religions basically teach the same thing and that all sincere believers will go to heaven?
还是我们应该比较宽容一点，比较有包容性一点，说只要是有宗教相信的人呢，真诚相信的人都可以进天堂。
There are three ways that we can respond to Jesus's claims.
所以我们对于耶稣这样的宣称呢，也可以有三个反应。
The first way that we can respond is that we can say that Christianity actually is not narrow-minded, and that this verse, John 14, verse 6, is actually an isolated verse that's taken out of context.
那第一个反应呢，我们可以说，哦，其实呢，基督教没有这么狭隘的。那这句话呢，约翰福音十四章六节这样说呢，其实是他们把这个断章取义的做法。
And we can teach the analogy of the hub and the spokes.
那我们可以用这个比喻来看看，就是一个这个轮子的这个轮轴跟轮的那个枝的来做一个比喻。
And that God is on top of the mountain, and there's various ways that you can get up to God through the different religions.
意思就是说呢，神他是在山的顶上，那从四面八方的不同方式可以上到这个山顶见到神。
This is the message of one of the most popular bumper stickers that you will find in Ithaca.
那这个呢，就是我们常常在车子后面贴的那个贴纸上面呢，可以看到，就是在讲这样子的信息。
But does this verse actually fit the evidence?
那但是这个呢，证据支持这样子的说法吗？
What did Jesus teach?
那耶稣他教导什么呢？
Well, in John chapter 3 verse 18, Jesus speaks of himself when he says the following, Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
那我们可以在约翰福音三章十八节看耶稣他自己怎么说他自己。他说，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
And in John 8, chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus said, I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins.
另外在约翰福音八章二十四节，耶稣又这样子说，所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们不信我，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
So what did the followers of Jesus teach?
那耶稣的跟随者，他们教导什么呢？
Well, in Acts chapter 4, verses 10 through 20,The Apostle Peter says the following, It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
好，在《使徒行传》四章第十节，使徒彼得这样子说。你们众人和以色列百姓都当知道， 站在你们面前的这人得痊愈，是因你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。他是你们匠人所弃的石头，已成了房角的那块石头，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
The apostle Peter was telling the people who had crucified Jesus that the only way that they could be saved from their sins was believing in Jesus and in his death and his resurrection.
所以使徒彼得在告诉这些人，这些人他们就是钉耶稣十字架这些人说，你们除了信我以外，你们别无拯救。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 8, the apostle Paul writes, But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse.
在加拉太书一章八节也这样说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
So the apostle Paul was saying that the only way that is true is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and other religions are under God's curse.
所以使徒保罗也是这样说，唯一能够带你们这个得救的就是我所传的耶稣基督的福音，其他的这个教条都是错的。
So what did the opponents of Jesus think that Jesus was teaching?
那耶稣他的敌人，他们怎么样看这个事情呢？
In John chapter 10, verses 30 to 33, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?We are not stoning you for any good work, they replied, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
在约翰福音十章三十到三十三节，耶稣这样说：我与父原为一。犹太人又拿起石头来要打他。耶稣对他们说：我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我呢？犹太人回答说：我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说前往的话。又因为你是个人，反将自己当作神。
The opponents of Jesus knew that Jesus was claiming to be God in the flesh and that he was the only way to heaven.
所以耶稣的这个反对耶稣的人，他们知道耶稣自己宣称自己是神。
Question we need to ask, if there was actually more than one way to heaven, then why would God send his son to die on the cross?
所以我们必须要问的问题是说，如果有许多的方式都可以见到神，都可以进入天堂的话，那为什么神要把他自己的儿子降到世界上来为我们的罪而死呢？
But take a look at the next few verses.
所以我们接下来再看几段经文。
Galatians 2:21, where the apostle Paul writes, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
因为在加拉太书二章二十一节说，我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
The apostle Paul says, if you could be saved to go to heaven by just doing good works, then it was like Jesus didn't really need to die. It was a waste of his life.
所以使徒保罗意思就是说，如果你可以借做好事而上天堂的话，那耶稣基督不就白死了吗？
In Matthew chapter 26, verses 38 through 39, we read about Jesus before he died on the cross, that he went to a garden to pray. And he says the following, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. He says this to his friends, his disciples.And then going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
所以呢，在马太福音26章38到39节，这个是耶稣他要在钉十字架之前的前一个晚上，他到了客西马尼园，然后呢，他就说了这样子， 便对他们说，就是对耶稣的门徒说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
If Jesus was basically telling his father, if there's any other way that the sins of the world can be taken away, I do not want to die on the cross. I don't want to take the punishment of billions of people's sins.
所以耶稣的意思就是说，如果可以用其他的方式来解决世界上人的罪的问题的话，那我不想要死。我不想要为这是世界上成千上亿的人他们的罪而承受这个代价。
Nevertheless, if I am the only way that people can go to heaven, I am willing to sacrifice my life for the sins of the world.
但是如果我去钉十字架，我为他们死是唯一的办法，能够帮助世界上的人解决他们罪的问题，能够带领他们进天堂的话，那我愿意去做。
If people could be saved by Buddhism or by doing good works or by being nice people, then for God to send his son to die on the cross would almost have been like a form of divine child abuse.
所以呢，如果藉由成为一个佛教徒或者做善事成为一个好人，你就可以上天堂的话，那神他还把他儿子送到世界上来为我们的罪而死，那不是就好像是属灵的那个虐待儿童吗？
But since there is only one way that we could be saved from our sins, God the Father and God the Son made the ultimate sacrifice for us by allowing God the Son to die on the cross.
但是就是因为只有一个办法可以解决我们罪的问题，所以神跟神的儿子耶稣他们就愿意因为我们的罪的关系，就牺牲了神的儿子的生命，为我们付的罪的代价。
See, it wasn't like there were a lot of good ways to go to heaven, and then God decided, I'm going to eliminate them all. Instead, it was that there was no other way, and God provided the only way to heaven by allowing His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
所以也就是说，并不是说世界上有很多不同的方式都蛮好的，可以进天堂。但是神呢，他故意把这些好的方式都消灭了，就只剩下耶稣一个方式。而是说，在这世界上别无他法。他如果不将他的儿子，赐下来为我们死的话，我们就没有办法上天堂。
So why do some people believe that Christianity is not narrow-minded?But actually that Christianity that teaches that is only one good way out of many ways to heaven.
那为什么有人会相信说这个基督教它其实不是说他们是唯一的方式进天堂，它是其中一个好的办法呢？
Well, one reason could be that they're just ignorant of what the Bible teaches.
那说这些说法的人呢，他们有一个可能性就是因为他们不是很清楚圣经在说什么。
Another reason may be because they choose this theory because it makes them feel good.
那有可能这些人他们这样讲呢，让他们觉得说，觉得感觉良好。
Nobody likes to think that billions of people are dying and not being able to go to heaven. And so it's just easier to think, well, all the religions are okay, and then Christianity is just one way.
那是因为没有人想要让成千上亿的人呢都下地狱，所以如果心里面想说，所有的宗教都可以带人上天堂，但是基督教呢是一个非常好的办法。这样想的话，会让心里好过一点。
Another reason may be because they believe that the Bible is in error.
但是有一些人呢，他们这样想是因为他们可能相信圣经它里面是有错误的。
They might say that Jesus and the early disciples didn't really teach that, and that later on the Bible was changed.And so we don't have what Jesus actually taught.
所以有些人他们可能会说，耶稣还有他们的门徒，没有真的讲这些话，但是在时代久远之后，后来的人再加上去了。
But if we had time to look at all of these reasons, are not good reasons.
但是我们如果有时间仔细的思想这些原因的话呢，我们知道这些都不是很好的原因。
So another way that we can respond to this claim that Jesus made that he was the only way to heaven is to believe that Christianity is actually wrong in its narrow-minded claim and that other religions are as valid.
那另外一个可以对回应刚刚基督教宣称说他们是唯一的办法进天堂呢，有一些人他们觉得说其实基督教这样想是错的，而且呢他们这样非常狭隘，其实呢其他的宗教呢是也可以带我们上天堂。
So they may say one of the reasons to believe that Christianity is wrong in its narrow-mindedness is because sincerity makes something true.
那为什么他们会这样想呢？那其中的原因呢，是因为如果你很真诚的话呢，这个事情就会成就了。
I mean, after all, billions of people believe sincerely that their religion is true. So how can you eliminate all of them?
因为在事实上，我们知道有这么多的人，他们都真诚的相信他们所相信的宗教是真的。我们怎么可以忍心就这样子抛弃他们呢？
But the truth is, you can be sincere, but sincerely wrong.
但是问题是在呢，你可以非常真诚，但是呢，你真的真诚的错了。
For example, in October 25, 1964, a Minnesota Viking player named Jim Marshall scooped up a Billy Kilmer's fumble and raced to the end zone.
我举一个例子，在1964年10月25号的时候呢，明尼苏达维京队是一个足球队，那其中一个队员呢叫 Jim Marshall， 他呢抢了对方的这个球，然后呢就赶快跑去那个得分的那个点。
Unfortunately for Marshall, he had run to the wrong end zone, resulting in a safety for the 49ers.
但是呢，这个 Marshall 呢，他却跑错方向了，然后他跑到这个得分的点的时候呢，其实他是为对方就是49人队得一分。
And later he said, my first inkling that something was wrong was when a 49er player gave me a hug at the end.
然后他事后呢，他说，我开始察觉事情不太对的时候呢，原来是我得分了之后，结果对方的球员呢，跑来给我一个拥抱。
Jim Marshall sincerely thought that he was making a touchdown for his team, but Jim Marshall was sincerely wrong.
Jim Marshall 他非常的真诚的为得了一分，但是他真诚这一分呢，就是真诚的为对方得了一分。
This can also be true in other religion.
那像相同的状况呢，也可以发生在相信其他的宗教。
We all remember that Islamic terrorists flew their airplanes into the Twin Tower, believing that they were doing God's will.And that God will reward them by welcoming them into paradise.
就好像是我们知道一些回教的恐怖分子，他们飞飞机闯入这个世贸大厦，在美国纽约，然后他们真诚的相信，他们这样做呢，他们是为神做事，他们真诚的相信说，因为他们如此做，神他就在乐园等着欢迎他们。
Both Jim Marshall and the Islamic terrorists were sincere.But they were sincerely wrong.
所以这个 Jim Marshall 跟这些回教的恐怖分子，他们都非常的真诚，但是他们真的是错了。
Another reason why people may think Christianity is wrong is because they believe that subjective belief makes something true.
那另外一个原因，人家觉得说基督教在他这么狭隘的观念呢是错误的，是因为他之前他们觉得说你主观的相信就会让某一个事情变成真的。
For example, if I say chicken feet taste bad,
如果我说鸡爪很难吃
，or I
凤爪很难吃
，or I could say Buddhism is a false religion,
或者我说佛教呢是一个不正确的宗教
，they sound like similar statements.
这两个是不是听起来态度差不多？
But the first statement is a personal preference.
但是我第一个讲的那个呢，是我个人的喜好。
The second statement is a truth claim.
但是我第二个讲的呢，是一个这个事实的陈述。
Objective truth is not based upon belief.
所以客观的事实呢，并不是并不在乎于你相不相信它。
Something could be true even if it's not believed.
也就是说，这个事情可以是一个事实，但是可能没有人相信。
Something could be false, even if it is belief.
或者是说某一个事情虽然大家都相信了，但是不一定是对的。
For example, for many years, the majority of people on this earth believe that the earth is flat.
举个例子，在很久很久以前，绝大部分人都相信，而且诚恳的相信地球是平的。
That subjective belief didn't make it true.
但是这样子主观的相信呢，却没有让这个事情成为一个事实。
Christianity is actually based upon objective facts.
但是基督教呢，它的根据呢是一个客观的事实。
It's based upon the prophecies that were fulfilled in Jesus' life.
它所根据的呢是在圣经里面的这些预言的成就。
And it's based also upon the historical evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
它的根据呢也是在历史上面有确实的证据，能够证明耶稣的复活。
Other religions don't have the facts to support.
那其他宗教呢，却没有这样的事实成为他们的根据。
Another reason why people may say that Christianity is wrong in its narrow-minded claim is that they believe that all religions are true because all religions are basically the same.
那另外有一些人他会相信基督教这么狭隘是错误的，是为什么这样相信呢？因为他们可能觉得说所有的宗教信仰都是对的，因为呢他们的信仰都差不多。
Most of us have probably heard the parable about the elephant and the blind man.
那我们可能都听过这个寓言故事，就是说几个这个瞎子在摸象的故事。
One blind man grabbed the tail and thought that the elephant was a rope.
那有一个瞎子呢，他抓到了象的尾巴了，然后他就说，哦，这个大象就像一条绳子一样。
Another one felt the side of the elephant and thought it was a wall.
那另外一个瞎子摸到大象的这个身体了，他就说，哦，大象就像一个墙壁一样。
Another felt the ear and thought it was a fan.
那另外一个摸到大象的耳朵了，他说，哦，大象就像一个扇子一样。
So the moral of the story is supposed to be that we all religions know a little bit about what God is, but none, and so all of them are basically true.
那也就是说，这些人就说，你看，像瞎子摸象一样，所有的宗教呢，他对神跟这个真理呢都知道一点，所以呢，他们的最后基本的东西呢都是差不多。
But is it actually true that all religions basically teach the same thing?
但是是不是真的所有的宗教所教导 的都是差不多呢？
For example, what do all the major religions teach about God?
那我们来可以看看这个这些 几个主要的宗教他们所教导的神是什么样子。
For Judaism and Islam, they teach that there is one God, but Jesus is not that God.
那犹太教跟回教，他们说有独一真神，但是耶稣他不是神。
Hinduism, for some Hindus, they believe in pantheism, that all is God. Other Hindus believe in polytheism, where there are many gods.
所以在印度教呢，有一些人他们是泛神论，有一些呢是多神论。
In Buddhism, there are some Buddhists that are actually atheists. Other Buddhists believe in pantheism.
在佛教当中呢，有一些其实他们是无神的，无神论的；有一些呢是泛神论的。
And for in Christianity, we believe in the Trinity, where Jesus is the Son of God, and He is God, just as God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
那在基督教里面呢，相信的是三位一体，也就是。耶稣他也是神，就如同神父神跟圣灵一样。
So what do each religion teach about what happens after death?
那几个主要宗教他们的教义里面说到这个死亡之后是什么样子呢？
Judaism, some Jews believe that there is a heaven, others believe that there is no afterlife.
那犹太教呢？有一些犹太教徒说有天堂，有一些人说没有死后的事情。
For Islam, they believe in a paradise where their sensual pleasures are fulfilled.
那在回教当中呢，他们相信的是乐园，他们在乐园当中呢，他们各样的欲望呢可以得到满足。
For Hinduism, Buddhism believe in nirvana, basically where you lose your individuality.
那在印度教跟佛教当中，他们相信的是极乐世界。那在当中呢，他们的个人的自我就没有了。
And for Christianity, we believe in a heaven where we experience the presence of Jesus.
那在基督教当中，我们相信的是天堂，我们能够与耶稣同在。
How about what do religions teach about how one is saved from their sins?
那各大宗教他们怎么样说啊？我们个人怎么样从我们的罪中得救呢？
Judaism teaches to live a moral life.
那犹太教教导的是要过一个有道德的生活。
Islam teaches about believing in the five doctrines and practicing the five pillars, and that the only way that you can actually be know that you'll enter into paradise is by dying in jihad.
所以回教呢，他们相信的是五大教条，他们要做的呢是五大这个砥柱。那他们最终就必须要做的呢，是要为神打胜战。
For Hinduism and Buddhism, they teach by living a good life can live a better one in the next incarnation.
那对印度教跟回教来对跟佛教来讲呢，就是你这一世要过一个好。做一个好人，做好事，这样子你下一轮回的时候呢，你就会过得更好。
And Christianity is the only one that teaches that we are saved by grace through faith. In other words, that we're not saved by anything that we do, but because God is willing to give us what we don't deserve.
但是基督教说的呢，是因为我们信，我们就得到神的恩典了，所以不是因为我们做什么，或是我们是怎么样的好人。
So, since they contradict each other, they cannot all be true.
那所以我们可以看到各大宗教他们所说的东西呢，其实是互相抵触的，所以他们不可能全部都是对的。
They could all, theoretically, they could all be false.
啊，理论上来讲，也可以说所有宗教全部都不对。
But they cannot all be true.
但是他们就是没有办法全部都是对。
For example, if Jesus says that he is the only way, and Muhammad says that there is another way,then either Jesus or Muhammad is telling the truth.
也就是说，如果耶稣说我是唯一的道路，那穆罕默德说，哎，还有其他的道路，那这样子他们俩就不能同时都对。
Another reason why people believe that Christianity is wrong in its narrow-mindedness is that they would say that exclusivity makes something wrong.
那另外一些人，他们为什么说基督教是这么狭隘？他们是不对的。他们因为之前相信说，如果你很专一、很独裁的话，那就不对。
They would say that to say that your religion is the only true one is like saying that one race is better than one another. So does that make Christians like the Ku Klux Klan?
所以呢，这个说啊，基督教是唯一的，基督徒是唯一的。就好像在讲说某一种种族的人是比其他种族更好，是唯一的一样。所以这样相比之下，是不是说那基督徒就是好像那个三 K 党的人一样呢
？However, exclusivity can be a good thing.
但是呢，专一的、独裁的可能是一个好事。
For example, imagine that all of the world was dying from the Ebola virus.
所以呢，我们想象一下，举例一下，假设说整个世界的人呢，都因为 Ebola virus 的关系呢，都是濒临死亡。
Imagine that Mavis had the only true cure to Ebola.
那你们想象一下，只有 Mavis 呢是有这个解药可以解决 Ebola 的问题。
And imagine if I had some sort of liquid.That had no medicinal value, but I said that it actually could cure people of Ebola.
那你想象一下，我 Pastor Paul， 我有一些液状的液体呢，这里面其实没有什么东西的，但是我就说，哎，这个是可以解决 Ebola 的问题。
Should Mavis tell everybody, well, both, you can choose my product or you can choose Pastor Paul's product. It's up to you.
那这个 Mavis 是不是应该出来登高一呼说，哦，你们呢自由选择，也可以选我的解药，也可以选 Passport 的解药。
Now, if she knows that it's the only true cure, then she should let other people know.
但是呢，如果她知道她的解药是真正的解药的话，她就必须要让所有的人都知道。
In the old days, Christianity or tolerance used to mean.That everybody had a right to believe what they wanted to believe, but that did not mean that everything was right.
在比较稍早期的时候呢， 讲说包容，这个包容性讲的意思就是说每一个人都有权利选择他们要相信的东西，但是并不一定每个人选择相信的都是对的。
For example, I would say if I have a friend that's a Hindu, I would say you have the right to believe in Hinduism, even though I don't really believe that your religion is true.
也就是说，如果在早期的时候，我的朋友他是一个印度教的，我可以说你有这个权利选择相信印度教，但是我并不需要认同你选择的印度教。
But now tolerance begins to mean you don't have a right to believe that all religions are not right.
但是现在我们要讲互相包容、包容性的时候呢，却是在说你没有权利说有宗教是不对的。
In other words, tolerance has become to mean that if you teach that there's only one right way, then you're wrong.
也就是说，你的包容性的意思就是说，如果你现在开始说只有一个宗教是对的，只有一个方式进天堂的话，那你就错了。
But the truth is, Christianity could be true even though it is narrow-minded.
那问题就是说，基督教虽然看起来好像很狭隘，但是它可能是对的。
Narrow-mindedness doesn't make it wrong.
也就是说，狭隘并不让它成为是错的。
The evidence is what makes it right or wrong.
只有证据才能证明它到底是对还是错。
And some of the evidences for believing in Christianity are the prophecies that were fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
那有些证据让我们证明基督教是对的呢，就是在圣经里面的这些预言有关于耶稣基督的预言。
The historical evidence for the resurrection of Jesus.
也就是历史上面对于耶稣复活的证据也支持。
And the changed lives of those people who believe in Jesus.
还有就是许多人因为信耶稣了，他们的生命就改变了。
So the final way that we can respond to Jesus' claim that he is the only way to heaven is to say that Christianity is right in its narrow-mindedclaim because in actuality it is the only true religion.
另外一个我们可以回应基督教说耶稣基督是唯一上天堂的道路，我们的回应可以是说基督教的确是狭隘的，但是它是对的，因为耶稣就是唯一的道路。
Since Jesus claimed that he is the only way, he could either be a liar, a lunatic, or he could be the Lord.
因为耶稣他自己说他是唯一的道路，那他要么呢就是骗人，他要么就是疯子，要么呢他就真的是主。
He could know that he's not the only way, but he could be lying.
也就是说，他可以心里面知道他不是唯一的道路，但是他骗人。
And if he knows he's not the only way, then he's not someone that's worth following or following his example.
如果他自己知道他不是唯一的道路的话，那他就不值得我们来跟从他。
He would actually be a very wicked person.
那如果他叫大家这样做的话，他这个人实在是有问题了。
But Jesus was actually willing to die for his claim that he was God.
但是耶稣他就是愿意为他自己这样子宣称说他是神这样的宣称而死。
A person would not be willing to die for a lie.
但是人不会愿意。为一个谎言而死的。
So another possibility is that Jesus is a lunatic.
另外一个可能性呢，就是耶稣他其实是疯子。
He could sincerely think that he is the only way to heaven, but he could actually be wrong.
也就是说，他可以很真诚的相信他真的是唯一的道路，但是呢，他是错了。
This theory makes more sense than to say that he is a liar, because lunatics can be willing to die for their false but sincere beliefs.
那这个呢解释起来比较合理，解释说耶稣为什么愿意为他自己的宣称而死比较合理，因为呢疯子真的是可以真诚的相信他说话，而且也愿意为他所说话而死。
So the third possibility is that not only does he claim to be the only way to God, but he actually is the only way to God.
那另外一个可能性呢，也就是说他不单是宣称自己是唯一的道路，他真的是唯一的道路。
That way, if that were true, then Jesus is not merely a good man, but he is also the Lord. He is God in the flesh.
也就是说，如果这个是真的的话，那耶稣他就不光只是一个好人，他是真的是神，真的是主。
So it's up to each one of us. It's up to each of you who are seekers to decide for yourself whether it makes more sense that Jesus was a lunatic or whether he actually was the Lord.
那接下来就是让我们自己任何一个寻求的人来决定，耶稣他到底是一个疯子，他还是真的是主。
Read the teachings of Jesus for yourself and determine for yourself, does he sound like a lunatic or does he sound like he knows what he's talking about?
那我们呢，如果阅读耶稣他自对自己的宣称跟他所说过其他的话的时候，你觉得他听起来比较像是一个疯子，还是他的话语听起来比较像神所说的话？
So in conclusion, let's take a look at how are you going to respond to Christ's claim that he is the only way.
最后我想要谈一谈我们如何回应耶稣他说他是唯一的道路呢？
For those of us who are Christians, let's not yield to the temptation to tolerate errors in the teachings of other religions.
所以身为基督徒的呢，我们就必须要知道说我们没有办法容忍其他的宗教他们教导一些关于神是错误的事情。
Fulton Sheen wrote the following. Tolerance applies only to persons, but never to truth. Intolerance applies only to truth, but never to persons. Tolerance applies to the erring. Intolerance to the error.
这边就这样讲。他说容忍呢，只是对人容忍，但是呢，却不是对事实要做容忍。也就是说，你不容忍的话呢，你只是对事实不能不容忍，但是呢，对却不是要对人。那也就是说，容忍的话呢，是对于错误的事情，那可以容忍；但是呢，不容忍的话，是对于错误本身，不能容忍。
So I encourage you. let's tolerate people that we disagree with.But let's not tolerate errors.
也就是说，我们可以容忍或者包容这些犯错误的人，但是我们不能包容这个错误的本身。
Instead of choosing to tolerate errors, I urge you to choose love.
也就是说，我们不是说要去容忍这些许多错误，而是我们要学习怎么样去爱。
Josh McDowell compared the tolerance and love in this way.
So this Josh McDowell, he 对于这个包容跟容忍跟爱做了这样子的对比。
Tolerance says, "You must approve of what I do." Love responds, "I must do something harder. I will love you even when your behavior offends me."
包容他就要求你说。就要求说你必须要同意我做的事情，但是爱却这样说，我必须要做比这个更多，我爱你，虽然你做的事情伤害了我了，可是我还爱你。
Tolerance says you must agree with me. Love responds, I must do something harder. I will tell you the truth because I am convinced that the truth will set you free.
容忍这样说，你必须要同意我，但是爱却这样讲，我必须要做的比这个更多，我必须要把事实告诉你，因为我知道这个事实会使你得自由。
Tolerance says, tolerance seeks to be inoffensive. Love takes risks.
所以包容呢，好像是尽量不要去冒犯到别人，但是爱呢，却是冒险的。
Tolerance glorifies division. Love seeks unity.
那包容呢？它其实是允许分裂的，但是爱呢，却是想要团结。
Tolerance costs nothing, but love costs everything.
包容的话呢，不需要付出什么代价，但是爱呢，却是要付代价的。
When Jesus was dying on the cross, he was not tolerating sin.But he was loving the sinners.
当耶稣在十字架上死的时候，他不能包容的是罪，但是他却爱众人。
And just like a surgeon hates the cancer, but loves the patient, in the same way, we as Christians should hate the error. We should hate the sins, but we should love the sinners.
所以就好像手术医师他恨恶这个癌症，但是呢，他却爱这个病人。我们也是一样，我们必须要恨恶这个犯罪的行为，但是我们却要爱这些罪人。
Because we realize, in actuality, we are like a cancer patient dying from our sins, but we were saved because Jesus was willing to not tolerate the sin in our lives.
我们也可以想象，我们就好像是患了癌症的病人一样，正在做垂死的挣扎，但是耶稣他却没有办法容忍在我们里面的这些罪跟我们的癌症。
And since love takes risk, if you are not a Christian today, if you are a seeker, I'm going to take the risk that I might actually offend you with the following closing words.
那但是因为爱是冒险的，所以现在对于在座一些还没有接受耶稣的人，我必须要冒这个险，我要告诉你一些事情。
I wish I could say that when you die, you will go to heaven.
我很希望我可以立刻就告诉你说，你死掉以后你会上天堂。
But I also wish that I could say that planes bounced off skyscrapers.
但是我也很希望我可以跟你讲说，当那个飞机快撞到世贸大厦的时候呢，它是会反弹的。
But since I'm more concerned about your eternal destiny than I am about winning a popularity contest, I'm going to tell you the truth.
但是我所关注的呢，我比较关心的是你永恒的生命。而比较没有关注说我是怎么样受到你的欢迎，所以我必须要把以下的事实告诉你。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You are not going to make it into heaven unless you believe in Him.
耶稣他是道路、真理、生命。你若没有借着耶稣，你没有办法进天堂。
If you do not believe in Jesus, you'll spend eternity without Jesus.
如果你不相信耶稣的话，你的永恒就是过着没有耶稣的日子。
So I encourage you to put your faith in Jesus today.
所以我鼓励你今天就把你的信心放在耶稣身上。
Or if you're not ready to believe in Jesus because you haven't had a chance to look at all the evidence, start looking at the evidence and make a decision on your own.
但是如果你今天还没有准备好，你觉得你还没有把耶稣的其他事情都了解明白的话，我鼓励你从今天开始多对耶稣做一些认识。
But if you're ready to believe in Jesus, I ask you to pray this prayer with me.
但是如果你已经准备好了，你愿意接受耶稣的话，我邀请你现在跟我做这个祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you so much that Jesus provided a way for me to make it into heaven.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为耶稣他给我们一条道路，让我们能够进入天堂。
I realize that I fall way short of your standards.
我知道我是远远没有办法达到你的标准。
I have wrong thoughts, I have wrong actions, I have wrong motives.
我有许多的错误的思想、行为跟错误的动机。
But I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins.To provide for me a way for my sins to be forgiven.
但是我相信耶稣基督他在十字架上为我的罪而死，所以让我能够有个方式能够脱离这个罪的代价。
And I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave to give me eternal life.
我也相信耶稣基督从死里复活，赐给我一个永生的生命。
I now ask you to come into my life and change me from the inside out.
我求你进入我的生命，让我从里面得到更新。
So that I can become a lover of truth.
所以让我能够爱真理。
So I can become a lover of God.
让我能够爱神。
And I can become a lover of other people as well.
让我成为一个爱别人的人。
And with your eyes and your heads bowed and eyes closed, I'd like to ask if anybody here decided to put your faith in Jesus.Or if you would like to talk to somebody about becoming a Christian or learn a little bit more, even if you're not ready to become a Christian, if so, would you raise your hand and some of the elders and me will look to see and we'll meet up with you later on. If there is anybody who made that decision, Just raise up your hand now.
我们保持低头，也让我们的眼睛还是合闭。在座当中，如果你愿意接受主耶稣到你的心中，或者你愿意多认识耶稣，求你请你现在可以举手。那我跟其他长老等一下可以跟你多谈一谈关于耶稣的事情。
Okay, I see that hand, and I see this hand also.
我看到你举手。
Okay. And even if you didn't raise your hand now, feel free to talk to any Christian you know about your desire to learn more about Jesus.
虽然你可能刚刚没有举手，但是如果你想要多认识耶稣，多谈一谈关于耶稣基督的事情的话，你在散会之后还是可以找我跟长老谈。
So let's close in prayer.
那我们继续祷告。
Lord, I thank you so much.For these two young ladies that have shown that they are interested in learning more about you.
主啊，我们谢谢你，因为我们知道有两位姐妹，她们愿意多认识你。
I pray that any questions that they have about Christianity will be answered.
我们愿意她们所有对于基督教的问题都能够得到充分的解答。
And I pray that.They would not only believe that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, but I pray that they would also become disciples of you.
我们求你帮助他们，不光只是相信耶稣在十字架上为他们的罪而死，他们也愿意成为耶稣你自己的门徒。
And they would live a life of sacrificial love.
他们能够过一个有牺牲的爱的生活。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to sing a song of response.
我们